Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
Okay, hello. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is the home of Blog Talk Radio and the Seizure Talk Radio that we have with Dr. Rhoda Ziana Lowley. And my co-host is Nathan Hill. And we'd like to welcome everybody to 2016. This is our very first show of the year, and it gives us an opportunity to have a full year of broadcasting, 52 weeks of broadcasting, of sharing valuable information with our family and friends. Our first half hour, Dr. A will talk about seizures and the effects that the electromagnetic fields are having on our children, and even our adults. So, and then the second half, we'll talk about the balancers. So, Dr. Lowley, I know you're there with us, and I'd like for you to come on, and let's get the program started for tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ida. It's always just an encouragement to have you as our co-host and to welcome everybody to the show, and certainly a shout-out to our engineer, Nathan on the spot, all the way from Orangeburg, South Carolina, and then you're coming in from Georgia. I want to take the occasion to welcome everybody to the show. I thank everybody for calling in tonight from Canada and various places throughout the United States, Washington, D.C., and North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia. I appreciate everybody being on the line tonight. And I'm just so encouraged by this opportunity to be able to talk about seizures. But before I do, this is the very first show of the year, and I want to take time to pause to give honor to God, who has been so gracious and has been so merciful to allow us to increase with knowledge. In the Word of God, in the book of James chapter 1, he says that the scriptures read in the Bible that if you lack wisdom, you could ask God and he will give it to you freely. In Proverbs chapter 8, it says that God gives witty inventions. And the one thread that's a common thread among all inventors of the world, be they female or male, is that most inventions are birthed out of a need to survive. And that's what the evolution of the nanotechnology, that's been the evolution of God's grace in our life, that there was a tremendous need, and that need was that I was electrosensitive, hypersensitive to electromagnetic frequency radiation that comes from electrical currents and electrical devices. And so I developed a prayer life. I asked God, I went to this scripture and began to pray the scripture. God, give me wisdom to find a solution for this problem. And that evolution turned into the nano bio balancer that's affectionately called the flat battery. So I want to start this show by consecrating it with a word of prayer. And so if everybody will just be reverent with me, Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for the opportunity to bring into this year or to start this year with thanksgiving. We thank you for Nathan, Father God, and his vision to bring forth this radio show. And right now, we ask for your choice blessing to be upon his life. If he has any needs financially, any needs for health or healing, any needs for wisdom or guidance for his family, for his friends, right now, we release his needs. We release provisions for his needs to be met from the heavens to your earth. We lift up Ida to you, God, and we thank you for her faithfulness, Father God, for her support of us, for her encouragement of us, for how she's been our lifter, Father God, how she has lifted us up and shielded us and protected us, Father God, and brought our voice to Nathan, who put our voice out here on the airwaves. Father, I'm asking you to bless her family in the areas of her need. I'm asking you to meet her need. And because this is the holy year of the Shemate, God, I call back everything lost or stolen from Nathan and Ida to be renewed and restored unto them, because that's your will, because you're a God of loving kindness and tender mercy. I lift up our Canadian team, Father God, and how they've been so resourceful and encouraging us, Father God, and birthing this vision, Father God, and giving us strength to climb higher, how they've been faithful to help us, Father God, to shield us, to test this technology in so many different ways of application that they have helped develop and fortify, God, the hypothesis by which it works and helped to expand it, Father, from just being a device that retrofits electronics to having applications from animals on the farm and farm water, farm crops. It's just been tremendous what the Canadian team has brought to the evolution of your grace manifesting as this technology. And so for those listening, to all parents, Father God, in the world who are dealing with a child suffering from seizures, you said, God, when there was trials and tribulations and turmoil and evil, your grace would abound the more. And so, Father God, I just release your grace to blanket the earth, that it might be a source of comfort, that it might release wisdom to parents, God, and caregivers to help arrest seizures in the earth. Father God, you know people and parents and men and women and children with seizure disorders, Father, that it heightens their vulnerabilities for sudden death. And so by the name of Jesus, we arrest death in the household of parents with seizures, of people, families with seizures, God. And to the children and their parents who called in on this show, who are using these nanotechnologies, who have discovered that these nanotechnologies will arrest a seizure on contact, we thank you for their willingness to share their wisdom. And we thank you for the faith by which they were revolutionized to even engage the technology and to apply it to their children, Father God, and experience the miracle of the arrest of a seizure. So we start this year with thanksgiving, Father God, inviting you on our journey and to the mountains around us, to the valleys below. We just release your grace. Grace, Father God, and we proclaim this is an extraordinary year of great joy, a joy that is so great that it manifests more technology, more applications of the technology, that it arrests our enemies and puts them to confusion, a joy that's so hilarious that it brings forth your kingdom to every single person on this radio, Father God, and the communities in which they live. Bring salvation to their house in a way that restores health and restores joy and restores years that they have lost, Father God, to suffering from sustained exposure to environmental toxins. We bless the holiness of your name, God, because indeed you are faithful. Indeed you are worthy to be praised. Indeed you are honorable, God. And so we just ask you to have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us and shield them. That in this journey you get all the glory and you get all the praise. In the name of Jesus, we declare this so in your heavens and we proclaim it so in your earth. Amen. Now we can start this show. I'm so excited to talk about seizures tonight because the more that people are sharing, the more I'm learning. And it's just so tremendous that one of our case studies, I was able to visit with her. I was in Chicago, and when I came back, I stopped through Ohio to visit her. She's a young woman that had a severe seizure disorder. She had seizure disorders from birth, and I'm going to call her LeMay for the sake of this, of her testimony. And she was so excited because she said, you know, Dr. Alali, I've suffered seizures all of my life since I was born. And they brought her need to me. Someone shared with me her need. And some of her family members helped her raise the money to get her home retrofitted. She says she has not had a seizure and now going on 2.5 years. And it just so happened that I was able to catch up with her. We happened to be in the same neighborhood, and I saw her. She said, I wanted to give you this report. I've been trying to find you and share with you that my seizure, she's now 21 years old. I have not had a seizure in 2.5 years. And so I'm excited about the future. Over the holidays, I was able to talk to all of our families that have been sharing on this radio show about seizure development. And I'm happy to report that Destiny remains seizure-free, and she got her report card. And her mother says she has A's, B's, and C's. That's up from this. She had no D's and no F's this grading period. So I'm excited to share with everybody that not only has living in a bioharmonized environment and wearing nanotechnologies that help to balance you, that, you know, the theory is when the body is balanced, it was able to function at its optimal level. And because Destiny wears 3 flat batteries, 3 of the nanobio balancers, to school every day, and when she goes out of the house, she's been able to maintain. And we're so excited that her physicians have now written the technology into her clinical study, and she's on actually 2 clinical studies. Her primary doctor is doing the clinical study with her and gathering baseline data so we can see just how significant the change has been in her brain wave function. That's another part of the equation and another part of the information that's getting ready to be shared. She wears an instrument that records brain activity that's documenting the fact that she's having 600 seizures a day. That's not just a figment of anyone's imagination that's out there in the atmosphere. It's not somebody guessing how much. It's something that's being quantified by the instrument that she wears that records the seizure activity. So one of her case studies is actually gathering data over the last several years of her life to be able to see the patterns of her brain waves when she's having so many seizures before she started wearing the nanotechnologies and after she started wearing the nanotechnology, because when the technologies balanced her, it improved her learning or her alpha wave. The alpha wave of the brain is the wave that conducts your cognitive abilities, your ability to gain knowledge and hold knowledge. It began to stabilize her alpha wave so she was able to comprehend and retain more in the classroom. And so not only has this balancing the brain waves to stop seizures been a benefit, but also cognitively she has been able to improve. And her mom shared the last time she was on the show that how it even stabilized her menses. And we had a report come in from Rod in Canada from someone who did not have seizures, but that's one of his case studies up there. She did not have seizures, but she had difficulty with her menstrual cycle. She would have to go to bed for 2 or 3 days. And so was the same for Destiny, a child with seizures. And her mother said the seizures became nonstop. She testified on the show that the seizures became nonstop, and she had to be in bed for the period time of her cycle. So it's interesting to see how the evolution of grace started manifesting so many different healings and so many different wellness, so much wellness in Destiny's life. Destiny was able to enjoy Christmas without being so exhausted and being in bed. As her mom shared, that one of the challenges of having so many seizures in the course of a day was she was always exhausted, and she would always have to take frequent naps. She was able to endure, I believe her mom said, 8 to 9 hours of activity over the holidays, and they had to travel to New York for a period of time right before Christmas, and she was able to endure that travel without any problems. So we're beginning the new year with such profound testimonies. I also talked to the mother of Satira in Washington, D.C., and I was just so excited. Right before the holidays, she was saying that if every day is a miracle with her. She's stronger now. They're able to get her in the tub. And when they got her in the tub, the nerve-muscle communication
She's getting restoration of a lot of her body functions. And with the seizures, she is now stabilized so in the indoors, she doesn't even have to wear her nanobio bouncers. She doesn't have to wear the nanotechnology at all because her home is retrofitted. So when she bathes, she's bathing in the frequency. When she's sitting in her wheelchair, she's in an energy wave. And her mom is able to measure her every day to see if she needs to put on the nanotechnology while she's inside. And that's what's so exciting about working with this technology, because we've reached back and we've reached up to Columbia University in New York, which is actually the apex of where all of this EMF hypersensitivity to electromagnetic frequency, the treatment protocols in medicine is coming out of Columbia now. The ramifications for legal application and legal assault for personal injury is coming out of Columbia now. And that's why we see more and more companies that are willing to step up and say, okay, we want to inform the public that the use of our equipment could create a seizure or can cause serious disorders or injury to your body by using our electrical devices. And as we shared last week, if you go to Walmart or Target, a place where they're selling the Wii games, you can go by and look at a Wii box. Take a picture of the new health warning label. Put it in your phone so you can email it to your parents or your grandchildren or your neighbor's kids or your pastor's kids. Inform people. Become an action figure. Do something to let people know we are living in a world. We have all of these advances of technology, and the advancements may be to the demise of our health. I mean, it's a new day now. Now that we know how to do better, we can do better. So take a picture of the health warning label on the Wii game that talks about if your child has a brain injury, the Wii game can cause seizures. Let's talk about the new Hewlett-Packard. You can go to FedEx. Many of the FedExes have the new Hewlett-Packard. The keyboards from HP that have the new health warning label on them. And so we just applaud them, and we will continue to give shout-outs as we see more and more companies stepping up to the plate, joining this campaign, Healthy People 2000, and informing people about the risk associated with the use of their electronics, electrical devices, and computing technologies. And so we want to give a shout-out to Satira. You know, she's so beautiful, and I'm telling you, I am blown away at how thick her hair has become. Her mom said her hair is so thick now. It is just tremendous, but it softens, so it's responding more to the conditioners and the hair uses and the hair lotions and so forth that she uses for her care. It's just fabulous to see the health rejuvenate all of these young people. And Miss Morgan, who started the whole shenanigans, she is just getting stronger, more vibrant, more outgoing. And the miracle for her is not only is she not having seizures during the day, she still has like a two-second seizure, transitional seizure, in the morning, her mom says. And she doesn't like to wear the flat battery on her head. So we're trying to figure out some kind of way to see if we can put a flat battery at her point of need and to see if that's going to work for her. And so, but she, her mom says she is doing so well with her cognitive processes. Again, Morgan could not, they said she would never walk, talk, or learn. Her testimony was that her mother discovered the flat battery would stop the seizures and has put it on her, and we hope to have her mom to share sometime this month, and we're going to have a special surprise. Not only is her mom going to share, but the businessman that knocked on the door of Cleveland Clinic is, we hope that he's going to be on the show next week, but sometime this month he told us that he would be on the show to share how he got excited, got behind the technology, and pushed it through the door at the Cleveland Clinic, and how because of Morgan Lee, the pediatric neurology clinic got excited about using the flap batteries for the care and treatment of seizures in other children. And so I'm hopeful that all of the evolution of grace that's taken place in these three, now four young people, three children and a young woman that are using this nanotechnology is going to move abroad, coast to coast. This is going to be a great year, because what is so tremendous is that I came across a scripture that somebody shared with me in the Old Testament. I want everybody to look it up because it will greatly inspire you. And it's in the book of Isaiah in chapter 12. Isaiah chapter number 12. And in that chapter, it talks about when you need salvation, you need to come to the well of salvation with joy. And so my translation of that is, come to the well of salvation with a bucket of joy. And that's why, you know, I brought the new year in at church with my friends and my family, celebrating and giving thanks to God for what has been an amazing year of triumph. And it was just so deep, so embedded in my spirit that I needed to be focusing on the fact that and asking God for great joy, because when you need big things to happen, you need joy to manifest in a big way. And I didn't even know that the Bible talks about, Apostle Paul talked about the kingdom of God. He said the kingdom of God has three components, and those components are righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So I want to release that, the spirit of joy on the listening audience, because joy can bring, great joy can bring such hope. Great joy can bring such provision for us to overcome the frustration that we've had in trying to move forward, the adversity that we've had, and people that didn't understand what the journey is about. This journey and our mission is for a safer indoor environment, period. Now that we know that our indoors are too toxic, now that the World Health Organization is saying that electrical currents can cause seizures, now that Sony is saying even their Wii game can cause a seizure, now that Microsoft Office and Hewlett-Packard are talking about the serious disorders that electrical current can cause, now that we know better, we have to do better. And the very fact that our very lives, if you're listening to this show tonight, your very life is being threatened. You are being threatened to have a seizure disorder if we do not heighten the safety elements in your home, get a healthy, smart home that has nanobio balancers for the entire house, for your electricity, for your gas, for your water, because all of our young people, all of these children and this young adult who has shared, whose case studies we are now studying, they're sharing their testimonies, they're working the protocols, the mothers have taken these training, they've trained the children now know how to Bedour test, because Dr. O'Meara at Columbia University in his brilliance developed this two-finger test so that we could see when imbalance happens when we're touching electrical current and electrical walls. And Dr. Amir, I don't know if you're listening to this show, but we want to give a shout-out to you for your years and years and years, for your tenacious journey to patent this, to get it irrefuted, to get it studied, this technique from scientists around the world, so that it became irrefutable as a solid scientific way to test for imbalance from electromagnetic hypersensitivity. So parents are now able to take the training and evaluate the level of their child's sensitivity and elements in both the home, in their classroom at school, in the areas of their recreation, when in the hotel rooms. They are now able to evaluate. And what is the question that they're evaluating? The question is, are the levels of electromagnetic frequency radiation in the wall behind the bed primarily and on the electronics that they're using, are they too high to interface that child and to learn what they can do about it? And we're having a balanced training class on Saturday in the Michi Cloud Theater online.
If you're interested, you can register at admin@meechehealth.org. If you send an email with your name and phone number to that email address, admin@meechehealth.org. We will contact you and register you for that class. The class is only $45, and that includes two classes. One, to learn the technique of how you need to evaluate your child or evaluate your family member or your friend, or learn yourself how to evaluate people for energy loss that puts them at risk for seizures, number one. And number two, to learn how to market the new nano technology. So you learn how to evaluate people for energy loss, energy gain, which translates to balance versus imbalance. And then you learn about the technology. And the third thing that you learn, which is actually in a separate class, which is how to market the technology with the dynamic Heather Jo Johns. She's on travel tonight, and we're excited about the new year with her and her teaching her class on Saturday. The Balance Close class is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Tell the parents, tell your friends, tell the missionaries at your church, tell your pastors. There needs to be somebody in that church that has a skill to evaluate energy loss, energy gain with everybody using microphones in the sanctuary, because we have people that's having seizures while they're singing. And it could be from the backflow on the mics. There are so many variables with electrical current flow that can cause a seizure. But we need to all be concerned about what's happening and our safety in the various places that we live, work, and play. And so having said that, I'm going to open up the line. If there's anybody on the line that wants to share a testimony about seizures, you can push 1 and share your testimony. Is there anybody there? If not, we're getting ready to go into the second half of our show, which is the Healthy Smart Home 2020 campaign. The Healthy Smart Home talks about safer indoor living. And tonight we have a special guest that's going to be on the line and going to be talking with us. And his name is Butch Pill. I love Butch Pill because he was my eighth grade math teacher. And I'm not going to tell the whole story. I'm going to give him, you know, sometimes I like people to tell the story from their perspective, because when it comes to a story, people perceive it sometimes in different ways and different views. But I will have to say that I love this man. I've known him. He's known me most of my life for more than 40 years. Actually, for maybe around, about 43 years. And he was my eighth grade math teacher. And at the time, my father had died, and I was having difficulty focusing in the classroom. And so I had put in a resource classroom, and now they had gotten to the point where I had advanced enough to go into a regular classroom with math. And this gentleman was my math teacher, and he was so fantastic. He was just a type of young man. He was kind of out of the box because he believed in you no matter what. And in a farming community, you know, people come to school sometimes straight out of the fields. Some of my classmates would come to school and they were smelling like the field they came out of, you know, like the wheat or like the animals, the cows, the pigs. And he didn't care how you smelled. He still loved you. He still celebrated you. He still encouraged you. You know, he didn't care what part of town you lived on. He still gave you the best of his ability to empower your dreams and to empower you to get the skills of the application of mathematics, addition, subtraction, and fractions. He didn't care who you were, what race or creed you were. He believed in everybody. And even though to this very day he's an extremely successful realtor that sells farms throughout the Midwest, I had the opportunity to observe him interacting with a young man that stopped by his office to say hello.
And this young man was kind of, his clothes were kind of disheveled, and he wasn't groomed as properly as we would say groomed, you know, running around. And he was really sad because nobody celebrated his birthday. And I had the opportunity to watch this man, this very successful businessman that was my math teacher, unravel and give this guy a hug, celebrate him and say, don't worry, when I finish what I'm doing here, I'm going to take you to lunch and we're going to celebrate your birthday. That's what type of person that Butch is. And Butch Phil, are you on the line with us tonight?
You know, Dr. Alali, I love you, but you always give me way more credit than I deserve. Yes, I've been with you for about the last 60 seconds, and it's good to join you. And as you know, I love you and have known you for a long, long time. So are you doing okay tonight?
I'm doing amazing tonight, and I want to just tell people something that's so fantastic about you. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to Amazon.com, you can buy Butch's book. It's called Expect a Miracle Every Day. And this is a man of great faith and great hope and he's a great humanitarian because he understands the greatest wealth of all is to be able to love somebody and to respect people in such a way that you empower them to grow and climb and be all that God has given them. And so, you know, Butch, I really appreciate you interrupting your very, very busy schedule to be on the show with us tonight. And I'm just going to put the ball in your court because about 6 years ago, I came to you and I said, listen, I got this technology. And just tell people about your experience with the nanobio balancer. And just share a little bit with us about, because you have such an extraordinary level of faith in humanity. Share with us your faith, and everybody can go to Amazon and buy your book, Expect a Miracle Every Day. But talk to us tonight on the show.
Well, you know, I was a little skeptical. You know, you came in, and of course you know, what's interesting about your background is that you are just a great example of those people that remember Horatio Alger stories, people my age would remember. Those are people that, you know, they came from they came from nothing materially wise to riches, from rags to riches, they used to say in those little books. And that's you. But I don't want to go into a lot of detail because we'd probably both be crying by the time we went back to when you were in the 6th and 7th and 8th grade. But the miracle is that God has such a destiny for each of us that what happens is that no matter where we start, all we have to do once we accept Christ as our Savior, all we have to do is any night that we lay our head on the pillow, we have to ask Him for the path that He has chosen for us, for our destiny. He always has our needs. He always has them available. But until we ask Him, He's not going to be receptive. But once we do, He never lets us down. So when you came in here, we had known each other for a number of years, but you had been in Washington, D.C., I think at Howard University for the most part, and doing some things perhaps even with President Clinton. But you were in Washington, D.C., so I hadn't seen you for probably 20 years. And you'd been moved back to town and where your family needed you. And you came in one day and you said, I have a couple things that I think you should know about. And one of those was to harmonize basically our business office so that we would be more at peace, more at just not have the toxics, not have the electric currents running through the walls, ripping our insides out, which I didn't know anything was ripping my insides out until you showed me. And that was one thing. And we met two or three times before I really thought, well, you know, there's something going on here. And then about that period of time, maybe after about 9 to 12 months, when the Cleveland Clinic researched and approved your nano batteries, your what I call flat batteries, that's kind of a layman's term for them. They're just flat batteries that increase your energy. And I had some issues 14, 15 years ago, trembling these shoes, and I had asked Dr. Geck, my doctor, I said, do I have like the beginning stages of Parkinson's? I was probably around 50 at that time. And I said, or do I have the beginning stages of Alzheimer's? Because I knew I had something going on, just because when I tried to eat my chili at home, my spoon would, I couldn't even hardly get it inside the bowl because of the trembling, particularly in my right hand. And so you said, I have this flat battery, which has been developed. And it happened to be a local store where they had the, what you later found out was developed by a NASA program to help harmonize people and to pull them together and see what their areas of weakness were, so that you could put these flat batteries in the portion closest to the area of concern and make people basically harmonic within themselves and at peace within themselves, and not feel embarrassed when they went in the cafeteria or when they were in a restaurant and could barely hold on to a cup of coffee or hold on to a glass of water without spilling it. And that's kind of where I was at. And you did that by inserting, I have one in each under each in each shoe right this minute, and I have had for a number of years. I also have two in my right pocket of my shirt, which I have had for a number of years. And I cannot say it's a perfect world. There are occasions when I get really, really stressed out that I might have just a little bit of a situation, but very seldom. And it is, I'm in the public a lot, and I ended up, I remember, I would not do any public speaking for a group unless they had a handless microphone that I could just wear and not have to worry about holding it, because they would presume, in my little tiny brain, I felt like they would say, well, the guy must really be nervous. He can barely hang on to the microphone. Well, I wasn't nervous, but they were right before you came into the picture and before you showed me and shared with me the harmonic ability of those flat batteries. I don't know how many hundreds of those that you and I have that you've been kind enough to either sell me or give me or loan me or I don't know whatever, but it's certainly been a blessing for me as far as my personal life has been concerned.
Well, it's been fabulous having you to believe in me, because I had to work to earn your faith and your confidence. And I tell people it wasn't instant. Matter of fact, it took almost 5 years. And you were so astounded at what happened in 45 minutes. And it was really the grace of God, because we had a physician that invested in that machine, and I didn't even know that machine came out of NASA until about 5 months ago when I got to California. And I had the medical doctors reviewing the scans, your scans that the doctor took to show before you put on those flat battery nanobio balancers and afterwards. And before, it showed how you had the stress in your neck, and that's why you were trembling. And then when we put the nanobio balancers in your shoe, the machine actually guided us, because we didn't know where you should have it on your body. And it showed, the practitioner that was operating the machine said, the apex of energy flows from the left side of the body, and so that's why we started in your feet first. And then the machine showed that you had more stress up toward the spine, and she said, let's go to the left chest pocket. And that's when, before everybody's eyes, you went from a profuse shaking to still with a little vibration. And everybody was screaming and crying in the office and the place and swinging around your neck. And, I mean, it was just like a miracle. And I began to reflect upon your book, How Expect a Miracle Every Day. And it was a humbling experience for me, because it was like you saved my life in the eighth grade. And I got to tell people this, and forgive me for putting you on the spot, but I was such in a bad hair day operating in your classroom. I was always
creating disturbances in the middle of your lessons and your instructions. One day you got so frustrated to me, you threw the eraser, the chalkboard eraser, back to the back of the room and said, "Rhoda, you get up here and teach this class. You've been disrespecting me and you're so disruptive and you get up here." And I said, "Okay, I'll teach the class." And I got up and I taught on energy. The lesson was on negative and positive energies. And I was like, "Wow." You were like, "So you got all this in you?" And he said, "You said, you're out of here. If you didn't do all of this, I'm not challenging you in this classroom. You need to be put in the math class that was the next one up." And then when you went to do that, that class was full. So you had the audacity to tell the office to put me in the honors math class. And you encouraged me to reach for the highest. That was a life-changing experience. Because what it did was it ignited me with a passion for mathematic application. And that passion translated into me being 4.0 in math in college, and I think I graduated with a 3.4, something like that, and then going on to graduate school having a 4.0, and then being able to take that mathematic ability and apply it to molecular physics. And when I look back over my life and see, how did I have, where did I get the courage? What was it that, how did I get there? And if you remember, every time I got my transcripts, I would bring them to your office and tell your secretary that your girlfriend was out there so I could show you my journey. And on this radio before the world, I want to publicly say from the bottom of my heart, I love you, Butch, and I thank you. I thank you for believing in me against the odds. When most people would have looked upon me and they would have condemned me because my father had died, my family was in turmoil, we were struggling to survive. So many days I came to school, I didn't have any food for dinner and I had no food for breakfast. Just a glass of water, trying to survive in a state of fasting. And people didn't know the struggle that my family was going through. But through it all, you never crushed my spirit of hope. When the days were hard, and I was such an angry little girl in eighth grade, somehow you would hug me, you would celebrate us in that classroom. You gave us fire that ignited our ability to live and breathe and have our being. And I want you to know that the nanobiobalancer flat battery exists because of your love for me and the fact that you lifted me up in great despair in my life. And you were my dream keeper. When my hope was to go to the factory and be a factory worker for $1.25, you said to me, "No, you're going to college. What you going to be?" I said, "I want to be a nurse." He said, "You said, forget nursing. You can be a medical doctor." I said, "But my father died, and he wanted me to be a nurse. I got to be that first." And you interrupted your busy, demanding teacher lifestyle and said, "I don't trust you to make it to the pathway that will send you to college. I want you to get your college application now so I can show you the process. I can show you the journey." And I am Dr. Rhoda Zion Alali, RN, PhD today because you are the amazing, the anointed, revolutionary man of love. And you have so much love that little country town that we're from, if you were not in that town, people would crumble and crush from the weight of life. And I want to thank you for being Butch Pill. I want to thank you for being a man of grace. I want to thank you for being a man of faith. I want to thank you for being the love of God manifested in two shoes that wear
have flat batteries in them. And I want you to know it's been a great privilege to care for you, to take care of you. And that's why I give you those flat batteries, because you gave me grace, a hope, and expectation for life. And I thank you. And I hope everybody on this, listening on this radio show, buys your book, because I didn't make it to the first one. It was written before Flat Batteries. But you got two of them out now. Expect a Miracle Every Day, and the last book you wrote, The Number One, which you autographed for both of them, a personal copy for me.
Yeah.
I'm in the second book, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. That's right. Well, I do love you. And, you know, life is kind of an interesting thing because we all have certain gifts. And sometimes we are blessed to figure out by the time we're 50 the destination that God had wanted us on, probably earlier, but maybe not. He usually comes when you least expect him, and sometimes he doesn't come when you're hoping that he comes. Sometimes, of course, it's always his time. But you've been very kind in your remarks. I mean, all the things that you said probably led to your development, but you were the one that worked the countless hours to do what you did. And I'm very proud of you, and I love you to pieces, and it was very kind of you to have me on the show tonight. But yeah, there were four levels back in those days, and level two was the level that you were in, and I'm not sure it was a behavior situation. It was just where they had kind of put you. And you know, what's the irony of this, sweetheart, is that I did not really do much. God, I had been a eighth grade school teacher for 3 weeks when I put you into the class that you were in. See, you see, God does things through people. Now, at that age of my life, 22 or 23 years old, I'm not even sure I knew that. All I knew that God was a good God, and I loved him, and I did the best I could, and I faltered and failed every day to meet any expectation that he might have of anyone. But I do remember thinking, you know, she needs to get up into the next level. And then when that level was closed out, you know, God already had it closed out. It had already crossed his desk years ago. He knew where you were going to be. And so what was interesting is that, you know, I already had this class that had 43 kids in it, which was didn't make any difference to me. I didn't know class sizes were supposed to be 25 to 30 or whatever. I mean, just Mr. Howley threw them all in there. And they were, you know, gifted kids, bright kids, well-behaved kids. And so they were not any kind of a challenge. And so I put you, that we had to pull a desk in to sit you right behind Denise Petty and Leslie Lamke and Leanne Loving and Jimmy Swindler, some of those kids. And what was interesting was that, of course, unbeknownst to me, that your social skills and your friends were those kids.
Absolutely.
But they were your peers. Those kids that you moved into in that level were your friends. That's who you hung around with at noontime and various events. And, of course, I had no way of knowing that. I didn't know how they would receive you. Well, they received you like they always had. You'd been going to school since first grade. You were their friend. And they were your friend. And so when you share this story, and I've heard you share it before, and I'm very, very flattered and humbled by it, because the part that I had was so small in relationship to, I really did nothing other than kind of listen to a little voice inside. And that little voice inside all of us is the one that carries us from one day to the next. And I love you, sweetheart, and I'm so proud of you. And, you know, we've not even barely touched upon the accomplishments that you've done. But it was very kind of you to ask me to be a part of your show this evening.
Well, absolutely, because the faith to climb and take this program, which has now become a international phenomenon, Healthy Smart Homes 2020, is positioned now to support the Office of the Surgeon General and the Healthy People 2020 campaign
we're supporting the initiatives of that office. We are the first medical eco-engineering care model in the United States, and we've been on platform at Columbia University in the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education that's in Teachers College for over 3 years. We were the featured webinar to their global audience. And when I think that, you know, you're facing me, your evolution, you supporting me, you giving me an opportunity to test my wings to see if they would fly, and how that translated to many of your friends who wanted us to service them, and how it has brought so many miracles. And when I think that the first book that you would write would be To Expect a Miracle Every Day, this whole program, Healthy Smart Homes 2020, is a miracle. That became far-reaching. It became like a beacon of light that started pulling the world to Wilmington, Ohio, and a nuclear engineer from the Navy began to, I engaged him and his team, his business, to come to Wilmington and to survey my house and do whatever was needed to bring the radiation levels down. It took them almost 7 months to get the levels down to 23. And they had to import a capacitor all the way from Taiwan through a North American office that was way up in Montreal. And from that connection, we have people on the line tonight from Montreal, Canada, and I want to introduce some of them to you because I've been telling them about you now for years and years. I want to introduce Rod Groom, who is a water nanophysicist who has done amazing things studying all water and its application on plant growth. He has done phenomenal things with tomato plants and with hibiscus trees. And the second gentleman I want to introduce you to is Mario, and I won't attempt to say his last name because it's in French, and I don't want to sound like I'm cussing. But Mario is a health physicist in dairy farming. He brought us to one of the largest farms in Quebec, the province of Quebec. I'm talking about a massive mega farm. And he got us the opportunity to build a bioharmonic for the largest robot I've ever seen milking cows. This is a farm that's highly robotic. And the miracles that happen on this farm. So just real briefly, Rod, say hello to Butch and give him a snippet of what you do and how you've been able to work this technology in Canada.
Well, hello.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm very good, as I'm sure you are, because if you use the nanos, you're safe.
But yeah, yes, sir.
I mean, it's incredible technology, and you just keep trying to share it with everybody that you meet, and you end up getting some little miracles here and there, and if you're helping people, then you're doing, in my books, you're doing your job.
Thank you, Rod.
Well, thank you, Rod. That's very, very kind of you. Is Mario
there? Mario, flying with us?
Yeah, Mario's here. How are you?
Hey, I don't have any problem pronouncing your last name. What is it?
Well, what is your first name, Mario? Is this Butch?
Yes, sir.
Butch,
you've never heard a name like Butch. They don't have too many guys in France named Butch.
The people in Quebec, we call Butch, and normally it's their family name is Bouchard. We call them Butch.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Butch for Bouchard. You know, Bouchard, which is the last name. My last name is Desmarais.
Okay.
Desmarais, you know. So your first name is Butch, B-U-T-C-H, eh?
Yeah, I was nicknamed that when I was about 6 or 8 months old, and I was pretty happy about that because my real name I've never been very fond of, Mario. So we'll just move with Butch.
Okay, fine. No problem. Butch, I'm pleased to meet you, and especially pleased to get to know somebody that has been Dr. A's teacher, because me and Rod, we've known Dr. Lali, particularly on some conference line, for the past 7 years, I think, and more so for the past 3 years. And she's been throughout this area. We went to the farm together. She came to my house for a quick lunch after we finished doing this work at the farm, which lasted the whole day. The whole team was there. And what I can say is I am very impressed, and I'm especially enthusiastic to know that there is a solution to this world of technology, which day in and day out, I hear so many problems with society, medical problems, and people are running around for a solution that is so simple, which is the bioharmonics created by Dr. Lottie. And our mission is actually to promote it and to educate people about it so that they can benefit from her technology or this technology of bioharmonics in their lives. I kind of feel that there is no other solutions to these uprising technologies, which actually covers the whole Earth with about 6 million emitting towers throughout this planet. Eh?
Wow. 6 million.
6 million, wow. Over 6 million, yeah. There is one, there is almost one every hour, every few minutes per hour, you know, implanted at that rhythm. Eh? So this is what actually energizes me the most, is to know that there is a solution when it's bioharmonics or nanotechnologies for nano frequencies for the problem of multiple frequencies surrounding us.
Mm. Now, we haven't touched as much as we maybe, and I don't know, the audience perhaps has heard some of these things before. I'm not sure. But being a realtor and being a real estate broker for 41 years, I think I would be remiss if we did not at least touch upon what I think is one of the most overlooked things that is currently so very important, and that is the fact that I'm not trying to be unkind, I'm not trying to be hurtful, but I have a real issue with some of the kinds of things that are going on with cancer and the lack of solving some cancerous situations. I'm just going to leave it at that. I just think that my personal opinion is that there are a lot more solutions out there than what we see. We have a billion-dollar business. If you solve and if you cure cancer, you have billions of dollars that just went out the windows. So I kind of sometimes inside myself wonder about many things having to do. I mean, it was years and years and years before I knew that Franklin Delano Roosevelt was the one responsible behind Pearl Harbor. It was years before I knew that a guy by the name of James Hiles was the guy that was behind the grassy knoll. He was there by accident because the guy that was supposed to be there threw up that morning on Friday, November the 22nd, and he was just fucked out of his mind. It was years before many people were allowed to be aware that Marilyn Monroe was injected and she was killed. So the government hides so many things, and I'm not trying to be unkind to the government. I suppose that's their way of protecting their little chickens and their little sheep. But my concern is that for the rest of us that don't have privy to perhaps some areas of benefit that could cure people, but if they cured them, that would put a lot of people out of job. A lot of drugstores would go down the tube. So the best we can do, Dr. Alali, is tell people about the things they can do inside their home with your Healthy Smart Homes kit, which, quite frankly, if they have lower levels in their home that they reside in, if they have basements in their home that are finished that the kids play quite a bit in. Number one, whether they've owned the home for 3 months or just buying the home or have been there for 10 years, they must without question spend $225 to have a radon test to make sure they don't have cancerous issues coming up from the earth. That's number one. Number two, people should understand that these electrical currents that we have today are probably 50 more times than they were just 20 years ago. We didn't have laptops. We didn't have all the kinds of things that we have in our home right now. These kids have more things in their one bedroom running off electricity than we had in our entire home when we were kids growing up. Now, we've got to tell people to stop sleeping with their heads next to the electrical currents that are going through their heads, because that's just another way to introduce them to cancerous cells and to radon issues. We, if nothing else, they can leave their bed where it is and they can turn around and they can sleep upside down. Their feet aren't probably going to get attached to the problem as much as their head is. We need to let people know that there are programs such as yours that can equip an entire home, no matter how small, no matter how big, and not that expensive. Certainly, when you compare it to the fact that could your wife die when she's 52 years old if you don't do something? I'm not trying to do anything scary. I'm not trying to say anything to scare anyone. I'm just being very factual. I have both of your programs. Our business office was the first business office, I think, that you ever equipped with this Healthy Smart Home. The residence that Dolly and I live in, and my two girls at one time, was the first. I may have been the first residence in Wilmington, Ohio, that you introduced this to. Now,
you were the third one, third resident, but the first business.
Okay. So my thinking is that everyone needs to at least have this information, and I don't know how you get it to them. I don't know if they go to a website. All I'm saying, we live in the most unique, funny, uncertain environment in the United States of America that we have ever lived in, with the possible exception of 1938 and 1939. We live in a country where you almost feel like you need to begin to fiend for yourself. So if we're going to fiend for ourselves, let's at least make our kids and our spouses healthy inside their environment.
Absolutely, and that's what Al Gore's movie said, The Inconvenient Truth. He said, save yourself. He put the truth out. He talked about the massive floods. He talked about, you know, the high electromagnetic currents and the conversion of chemicals. And I thank God that Butch, the Columbia University Graduate School of Public Health, put out a report that 95% of all cancers in America are coming from toxic indoor environments. And from that, we had a profound leadership in Lisa Williams at the Environmental Protection Agency that put out the report that 6 out of 10 houses were too toxic to live in. And through my Canadian connections, I met a doctor from Russia who said, asked me one question, do you have ants in your house? She said, homes with ant infestations are number one indicators of houses that are so highly radioactive they can produce cancer. And so that's why I love you for giving me the support, for giving me the courage, because what happened in your office, it's like Robert Kennedy said, talked about when you throw a petal of a rock into a lake and how it creates a ripple that grows and grows and grows. That little pebble in your office has now become far-reaching to the world, and certainly throughout North America. You know, people are contacting me. I got an email from the Netherlands asking me to come to the Netherlands to train a group of engineers over there because of what is happening. And I'm so excited to have your support and have you on the line supporting us on this because Mario, it was through Mario's connection that we discovered we had a profound air sanitation property in the technology. Mario, can you just share what happened on the farm? With the smell of urine and manure with the cows?
Oh, yeah, that was quite amazing, Butch. Before and after, eh? You know, like I spent all my career as a weather observer, right? And it becomes second nature to observe things, smell, look, hear, and just see the before and after. And as a matter of fact, when we renewed last March, when we renewed, and it was overdue, before you walk in the barn, it's beginning of March, and it's really, really ammoniac stinking, eh? And, of course, we went and tested two cows that were attached there, and five or six tests we made, and we were off balance by touching these cows. After we replaced or renewed the harmonics of this farm, within the half hour, the ammonia smell went down by at least half or 50%. And then when we made the test again, the cows we were holding strong, very, very strong, almost 100% right off the bat. Just half an hour after, we renewed the 14 panels that needed to be changed, you know, like for harmonics. Mm-hmm. So could you imagine five or six different people testing them out and making such a difference, you know? People, there is I wouldn't say a miracle, but it's not touchable. You don't see it. You smell it, of course, for the ammonia level, but it works, right? And one thing I really noticed when we actually did it the first time, because I'm used to observe animals and observe people and before and after. And it was, you were in the office, Dr. A, and it was these cows going into the carousel and actually resisting into going to the carousel because they felt the electromagnetic field around that and the hazard for their health. And they were actually pushed by the bar, right? The mechanic bar, right? And after people were running around, the electrician and all this, they were running around to install for the first time the harmonics. And we noticed when it was implemented because the light went off a good 5-8%, you know, like just like dimmed up, eh? And then the cows were going willingly on the carousel, and when they were coming out, and this is really, really what actually the best observation I made, the cow became curious.
Mm.
Because
yes, they were happy, consistent, and wanted to play.
A bit dumb, you know, like they were actually wanting to look in the office through the window. You know, and I noticed that it was not the usual behavior of these cows because they were actually so charged with non-ionized radiation, you know, before.
Wow.
Just miraculous. Just miraculous.
There is one comment I want to say to you, Butch, since you are in the real estate business. You know this ripple in the water or the rock that you throw in the water, Dr. E, that you're mentioning? I do that every day, eh? And what I'm getting at is I know that one day or another, you know, like in your business, when you sell a house and there is a default, you could go to court with this, eh? Now, and in the future, selling a house where there is a radon problem or there is a mix of radon and electromagnetic, too high electromagnetic pollution state, should be called should actually be called today a vice, say.
Well, they are called.
I'm working towards educating people that this will have to be taken into consideration very, very shortly.
Oh, and I agree. You're talking about the toxic possibility of the radon being in the lower levels.
I wouldn't even say the toxic, the probable possibility.
Okay, yeah. Well, and you know what? That's interesting because I don't know. There may be some states right now that require it. I'm not sure. But I agree. I believe within the next 24 to 36 months that probably two-thirds of the states in our nation will require a radon test. And I think it's of any kinds of inspections that you would have with a home, with the possible exception of a whole house inspection, I think the radon inspection is vital. It's vital because it's vital to people's health. It has nothing to do with the structure of the home, but it has everything to do with the quality of their life now and in the future.
Yes, I agree.
And we'll come along Echo 180, of course, because radon and what do you call this, Dr. A, when you put both together, the level that actually the government says safe actually don't mean anything anymore.
The World Health Organization is telling the global community that a level of 2.7 picocuries per liter, which is radioactive gas, anything below 2.7 is recommended. But in the United States, the Food and Drug Administration recommends a level of 4.0 picocuries per liter of radioactive gas. People have to understand, radon is an odorless gas that you cannot see the sense of smell. And it takes your life. And I tell people, if you have a consistent, persistent cough or sustained chronic bronchitis or sustained inflammation of the lungs, you need to have a radon test done the same day. You know, Butch was talking about bringing a professional radon testing health physicist to your house. But in addition to that, you can also go to Lowe's or Home Depot. They have radon testing kits. They are, you know, the issue with them is that they get lost in the mail, get lost in the laboratory processing. Well, now you can actually go to Amazon.com and buy a digital radon meter for about $200. And I recommend that you go to Google and Google the EPA radon map. Put in EPA radon map. It will pull up a operative where you put in the state, and it will show you what level of radon is in your state. And if you are in a, I tell people, I used to just say radiation zone 1 or 2, you need to do radon testing, but now the recommendation is in all levels. You should invest in a radon digital machine, because I have several families that they bought one, and then they rent it out to people in their neighborhood, their church, their community, their civic organization. And every single one of them has made back their $200 investment. But before we get to, I know we're at the top of our hour, and we need to get Butch home if he's not already home. But I would be remiss if I didn't introduce to you, Butch, the giant, the archangels of this show, which is Nathan on the Spot, the engineer and producer of the show, and Ida from South Carolina, who is the archangel. They are the archangels. Ida, I met in California, and she was like, Dr. Lally, the world has to know about your work. And she had, Ida, if you'll share your testimony, because it's so phenomenal what has happened. And then the last person we'll hear from is Nathan, who said, Dr. Lally, I want to push you out there. And this show has hit Washington, D.C., and it's creating a coast-to-coast a wave because it's now being broadcast on Radio 1, the Eco 180 Healthy Smart Homes Project, and the stories of all these children stopping their seizures. So go ahead, Ida, share with Butch, you know, a little bit of how we had hooked up and how we ended up on this show.
Yes, that's right. I was on a conference called Young Jeopardy, and we talked about the balance. But before I heard about it, I was experiencing ear problems. Feels like my head is yelling and drained from my ears. And so, after hearing them talk about the balance, I said, well, I need to try this. So I thought I had an ear infection. But after purchasing the balancer and putting one on my phone and on my laptop, the ear problem was clearing up.
stop draining from my ears. That's a short story.
She can diagnose things pretty quick, can she?
Yes, she can.
You know, there's something that kind of, there's kind of a nice feel and a nice sound about that Ida from South Carolina. That just kind of flows, you know? I kind of like that. I kind of like that. So anyway, you're the so you guys met in California?
Yes, we did. I went out just because they said she was going to be there that year, and I wanted to meet this lady. I'm like, this is awesome. It was just truly awesome meeting her, and yes, she's done a wonderful thing, and I love the product. I still have them on my phone and my laptop, my TV, and everywhere I can stick one.
Well, you can't stick them in too many places, Ida. I mean, and she'll tell you every place to put them. And I'm like you. I've got one on my cell phone. My cell phone's about ready to fall apart. It's but it's still working, and so's the flat battery. So I think so far we're blessed to I'm just. It is amazing. We live in a little tiny town called Wilmington, Ohio, and we maybe have 15,000 people. And about 7 or 8 or 9 years ago, a large company pulled out of this little town and pulled out 9,000 to 10,000 jobs that were scattered over about a 12-county area. And again, it's people like Dr. Al-Ali that will sometimes come back to this town. It is amazing how every community, and you can look at your own community, and you can see those stars. You can see those rays of sunshine. You can see those people that walk into your local restaurant and just kind of fill up the room with light. And that's a Dr. A. She walked into a room, and baby, you know, she walked into the room. And that's my girl. I'm proud of my girl.
Yes, she's awesome.
I'm proud of my girl. Now, Dr. A, I love you, but if I don't get home pretty soon, it's 10:20, and that's usually about the time I do get home. You know, I'm still selling over 100 homes a year, and this is my 41st year, and I believe I'm the most blessed man that ever walked the face of the earth. And with friends like you, I'll continue to be that. And, Rod, I really appreciate the chance to hook up with you. And Mario, thank you so much. And, Ida, thank you very much. I hope to have the opportunity to meet you personally at some time in the future, because I know you all have great stories. And I love to hear stories of people that, well, they set goals, they focused, they generally have Christ as a foundation, and there's no limit to what he'll allow them to do. I love you guys. I'm going to have to run.
Thank you,
Dr. A, I love you, baby.
One more person. Nathan, are you still on the line?
Of course. I'm just happy to meet Butch. I have a brother named Butch.
Really? Hey, Nathan, you know what? I didn't know if she was going to hook us up or if she was going to, you know, play hard to get with you and I. So it's good to hear your voice.
It's nice to hear you. I love your testimony tonight.
Okay. Thank you so much, everybody. Night, everybody. Have a fantastic New Year. Good night.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Love you guys. In 2016, you know what? There's something special in the air. It's going to be good. Love you guys.
Good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
For me, it's the one of a